Nearly 8 in 10 public school administrators in Illinois said in a survey last year their school has a teacher shortage. Most said they face a major shortage. In part 2 of GLT's education series, Skipping School, Eric Stock examines how money plays a part in teacher decisions to stay in or leave the classroom, and how it impacts administrators' ability to give educators the resources they need.
Brandon Oates is a 22-year-old from Poplar Grove near Rockford. Fresh after graduation from Illinois State University in the spring, he landed his first teaching gig at Kingsley Junior High in Normal, where he'll teach business and computer science. Oates taught grade school and high school students while he was a student teacher in Unit 5 schools last year at North Point Elementary in Normal Community, but he's never dealt with the unique challenge of instructing 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Yes, there is a lot of drama that starts in middle school. It's a very important time in the development of an adolescent, but it really is all about the trust and building rapport that's going to be key with the classroom management.
First-year teachers in Unit 5 who have a bachelor's degree start out at nearly $37,000 annually. It's one of the lowest starting salaries in McLean County, despite being the largest district in the county. District 87 in Bloomington offers the highest starting pay in the county at $38,000+. Oates says the pay had no bearing on his choice of school district or even his career choice.
Future educators who are looking to get into the field for a salary are probably not in the correct field. We don't go into this for the money, that's for sure. So that didn't really bother me at all.
Oates doesn't envision ever leaving teaching, but data suggests he's more likely to leave the profession before retiring than those who taught a generation ago. Unit 5 hired 200 new teachers and teachers' assistants for its 23 schools this summer. The district had to replace nearly 10% of its faculty. Some educators are retired, took other teaching jobs, or left the profession. The Illinois State Board of Education reports the state has turned over about 7% of its teaching positions each year for the past decade, so Unit 5 is above the norm. Superintendent Mark Daniels says that unprecedented turnover in his district is due in part to State Farm's recent job realignments, where many teacher families had to relocate. But he suggests there's also a larger cultural shift at play.
I think it's part of the millennial generation, millennial group. Historically, they don't stay in a position for their entire career. They tend to move and find different places and different locations and even change careers.
Daniel acknowledges teacher salaries and career earning potential can be a turnoff, specifically for teachers in Unit 5.
We knew that we were not competitive in regards to our salary schedule, so new contract, we had to revise that. We had to be somewhat competitive.
The district bumped its pay for first-year teachers 7% this year. Many educators believe pay has become a turnoff for prospective teachers. Ben Matthews, a field representative for the Illinois Education Association, recently attended a job fair at Illinois State.
It wasn't that long ago that the line at the Unit 5 table was out the door because people wanted to come work in this district. I was able to walk right up to the table this year and talk to the folks who were working there because there was no line at all. And it's because they would look at the starting pay and realize it was thousands of dollars less than what they could get elsewhere.
A survey by the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools shows smaller, more rural school districts have an especially difficult time finding and keeping teachers. Gary Tipsword is superintendent of the public school system in Leroy, population 3,500.
If we opened an elementary position 10 years ago, it was not uncommon to get 75 applicants for that job. We've had elementary positions open in the last couple of years where we were lucky to have 10.
Tipsword is one of the architects of Illinois' new evidence-based school funding formula, which calculates school districts' funding needs based on nearly three dozen factors. Tipsword says the intent of the new funding model is to give teachers the resources they need to give their students a better chance to succeed. That, he says, could keep more teachers in the profession.
When you feel successful, when you see positive things happening, you feel better about your job. It doesn't matter what your job is. Right. So whether it's in journalism or whether it's in public education or whether it's in banking, when I see good numbers, I feel better.
Tipsword says in researching the funding formula, he came upon something he has already put to use in his district. He says students who were struggling to meet certain academic benchmarks but wouldn't fit in a special education setting benefit from what's called an interventionist, a tutor who is also a liaison between the student, parents, and teachers to help the student meet their goals. He has hired one interventionist to help students in the elementary and junior high at Leroy. Tipsort acknowledges teachers, especially entry level, should receive more pay, but he bristles at the $40,000 minimum salary bill lawmakers sent to Governor Bruce Rauner this spring.
They need to understand, and our public needs to understand, the implications to property taxes of a bill that was just passed in Springfield. And so some legislators in Springfield just told us in McLean County that you're potentially going to have to do something different with your property taxes. That seems like overreach.
Tipsord says minimum salaries in Leroy are close enough to $40,000 that a tax increase wouldn't be necessary, but for some small school districts that have much lower starting pay, a tax hike might be unavoidable. He says for teachers who are well below the $40,000 minimum, the district would need to sharply increase annual pay, which could run afoul of another state law which caps pay raises at 3% in the final years of a career to avoid pension spiking.
And so if I have people at the end of their careers, you just passed a piece of legislation that is going to force me to potentially take a penalty,
which the school district would have to pay. Plus, Tipsord says the salary increases at the lower end of the pay scale would inevitably lead to more pressure to increase pay for the other faculty. According to the Illinois State Board of Education, 9 school districts last year paid entry-level teachers less than $30,000. The lowest was in Farington, a small town near the Indiana border, where teachers start at about $26,700. In McLean County, the lowest starting pay was Olympia at about $34,000. Next is Lexington at $35,000+. Then comes the largest school district in McLean County, Unit 5, which educates nearly half of the public school students in the county. Teachers there started last year at about $35,400. Unit 5's Mark Daniels says if the governor signs the bill mandating the $40,000 minimum, the district would likely need to raise property taxes.
I think Bloomington Normal understands the importance of educating their youth. So we will, but we'd have to go out for some type of revenue increase to cover that.
The governor hasn't taken action on the teacher salary bill. He has said teachers should be paid better. He also says the key to school districts' financial flexibility is reducing unfunded legislative mandates. While many teachers say they can live with a smaller paycheck than other professions, they are concerned about the uncertainty surrounding pensions, even after the minimum retirement age was recently raised to 67. Superintendent Tipsord says that will be impractical, if not impossible, for some teachers to manage.
The idea of a kindergarten teacher getting up and down with kindergartners and matching the energy of a kindergartner at age 67, those are remarkable people who can do that, and they're rare.
While the majority of school districts in Illinois say they face a major teaching shortage, many more of them will tell you they face an even greater shortage of substitute teachers. Neil Stasinski retired from IBM 12 years ago and now serves as a substitute teacher at Normal Community, Normal West, and University High Schools. He says he tried subbing at the junior high level, but found that wasn't for him.
You describe the girls as mean girls and the boys as stupid boys in junior high. And mean girls are only mean to each other. They aren't mean to teachers, at least, but stupid boys are stupid to everyone. So that wasn't something that I enjoyed having in front of me.
At 6'6", at about 260 pounds, Stasinski has a little trouble commanding the classroom, but he says earning students' respect right away is essential. He takes classes at Heartland Community College, in part to stay sharp on any of the various subjects he might have to teach. He makes clear to his students it's not a free period when he's subbing.
When I come into a French or a Spanish or a German class and I speak to them in the language that they're learning, they realize it's not a day off, and it disappoints the students. But also means that they don't try to get away with anything by talking in Spanish or French or whatever in front of me and thinking that I don't understand.
Stasinski says he finds substitute teaching intellectually challenging, but about 3 to 4 days a week is enough for him. He explains what frustrates him as a teacher.
The kids who have already given up on themselves or belong to gangs or into drugs or something, that can't always read the signs of when the kids are into drugs or when a kid responds to my classroom management as a challenge to his or her, primarily his masculinity.
Stasinski isn't teaching for the money. He makes between $80 and $105 a day, but he understands why that's a turnoff for some who might seek to sub as an entry-level point into a full-time teaching job.
As the pay goes up, the number of candidates will go up. And right now, the supply is low and the demand is high. But that comes and goes as the economy changes.
Unit 5 of District 87 offer the lowest substitute teacher pay in the county, $80 per day. U-High, Illinois State's Laboratory High School, pays the highest at $105 per day. The survey we alluded to earlier says a majority of school districts face a serious substitute teacher shortage, and most say the problem has become significantly worse in the last 5 years. It was about that time when the state increased the cost to become a substitute teacher and required them to pass a background check. Illinois Regional Offices of Education handles licensing for substitute teachers. The regional superintendent for McLean, DeWitt, Livingston, and Logan counties, Mark Jauntry, says he hopes the new evidence-based funding model will enable schools to not only pay substitutes better, but to better prepare them for the classroom.
Subs that go through some professional development that is provided either through our office or at the district level, to just kind of ensure that they're able to provide, you know, an adequate level of instruction and support in the classroom.
The state has also relaxed some guidelines for substitutes by reducing the cost of a license from $200 to $150, enabling candidates with 60 postgraduate credit hours, as opposed to a four-year degree, to sub on a short-term basis, making it easier for out-of-state subs to transfer their license to Illinois and allowing retired teachers to sub longer without jeopardizing pensions. If pay is a worry for teachers in the public school system, it would seem to be an even greater issue in private schools, where teachers generally make less. Karen Hertzner taught math for 1 year at her alma mater, Normal West, before the district planned to eliminate the job and transfer her to Normal Community. Hertzner suggests that's when divine intervention took over.
I remember praying. I was like, Lord, I have no time to apply anywhere else. So if you want me to, like, apply, I heard there was an opening at Central. You're going to make it happen. The next day, the electricity went out at Unit 5, and literally Unit 5 called it an act of God day. So I went and I applied at Central and I got the job.
Hertzner is about to begin her fifth year teaching geometry and algebra at Central Catholic High School in Bloomington. She says looking back, she's glad her job at West got eliminated because she finds the private school system to be far more liberating. Not only can she be more open about her faith in school, she's been given more flexibility to teach the way she wants.
If my students aren't, you know, ready for a test day or whatever, I can take an extra day. I have a lot of freedom with how I plan and with the curriculum and how I teach it, and that's awesome.
Hertzner adds teacher evaluations and professional development, while they still exist in the private school system, are far less burdensome, while class sizes are generally much smaller, too. Typically 20 students max.
I can handle this amount of kids. I can give everybody a lot of good attention during the day, and you don't feel like you leave class, shoot, I didn't talk to this person. Like, everybody gets your attention. And so, that's really, really nice.
Hertzner is currently on maternity leave with her first child. Her husband is an account manager for a Bloomington insurance agent. She says while it's more of a strain making ends meet as a private school teacher, finding joy in her job is most important.
We make a little less, but we just live by our means. Honestly, as a single person, it was totally easy to live off of that as well. But yeah, you make a couple cuts and sacrifices, but it was just so worth it.
Unit 5's Mark Daniels says while most of his teaching positions have already been filled, there's always a need for teaching assistants, as some classes have more than 30 students. Starting pay is between $10 and $12 an hour. With all the challenges that educators face, no one is predicting the Illinois teacher shortage will end anytime soon. I'm Eric Stock.
Tomorrow on Part 3 of Skipping School on GLT, Mary Cullen reports on the pressures classroom teachers face and how those have increased in the last 20 years. You can catch up on other stories in GLT's series on the teacher shortage at our website, wglt.org/skippingschool.